Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. We want you to get a hold of this next statement. Write it down. Get it embedded into your mental hard drive, available for continual and instant recall. Here it is. If I'm not faithful with what I've got, that's all I'll ever get. If I'm not faithful with what I've got, that's all I'll ever get. If we're not faithful where we are with what we've got, we'll never arrive in any other destination than where we're at the moment. If we're not faithful with where we are with what we've got, it'll take more than MapQuest to ever find our way out of mediocrity. If we're not faithful where we are with what we've got, we'll never have to worry about future success because we'll never find it. If we're not faithful where we are with what we've got, we'll never hear God say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." If we're not faithful where we are with what we've got, then God will never reveal to us secret riches and hidden treasures. I frequently quote President Theodore Roosevelt, who once said, "Do what you can with what you have, where you are." That's a great quote. And in meditating on this, we felt led to share with you 7 reasons to be faithful with what you've got. Number 1, God is faithful, so He expects us to be faithful as well.
1 Corinthians 1, verse 9, in the New Living Translation. God will do this, for He is faithful to do what He says, and He has invited you into partnership with His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
If we're made in His image and after His likeness, as it says in Genesis 1, 26, then we should be doing what He does. If he's faithful to do what He says, then, we need to be too. Dwight O. Moody, the famed evangelist, once said, "There's no man living that can do the work God has got for me to do. No one can do it by himself. And if the work ain't done, we'll have to answer for it when we stand before God." Think about that. Number 2. Our intention to be faithful is a yes or no decision. There is no equivocation. Are we faithful? It's simple. It's either yes or no.
Genesis 24, verse 49 in the New Living Translation says, "So tell me, will you or won't you show unfailing love and faithfulness to my master? Please tell me yes or no, and then I'll know what to do next."
Number 3, being faithful is a choice. It's a choice.
Psalm 119, verse 30 in the New Living Translation says, "I have chosen to be faithful. I have determined to live by your regulations."
Make no mistake about it. Being faithful is a choice, and God is wanting us to make the right choice. He's even sending us messages just to make sure we get it.
Jeremiah 35, verse 12. This in the Message Bible says, "Why won't you learn your lesson? I have gone to a lot of trouble to get your attention, and you've ignored me. I sent prophet after prophet to you, all of them my servants, to tell you from early morning to late at night to change your life, make a clean break with your evil past, and do what is right."
Wow. Number 4, you're deemed faithful when you do what He desires.
1 Samuel 2, verse 35 in the New Living Translation. "Then I will raise up a faithful priest who will serve me and do what I desire. I will establish his family and they will be priests to my anointed kings forever." And in 2 Kings 20, verse 3 in the New Living Translation, it says, "Remember, O Lord, how I have always been faithful to you and have served you single-mindedly, always doing what pleases you. Then he broke down and wept bitterly.
This must be, this was powerful thoughts of Hezekiah in this verse. And truthfully, it's something God wants us to get and understand, because that same verse is repeated again in Isaiah 38:3 in the New Living Translation, when it says,
"Remember, O Lord, how I've always been faithful to you and have served you single-mindedly, always doing what pleases you." Then he broke down and wept bitterly.
We don't have time to teach the whole story of Hezekiah, but there's some amazing parallels and lessons that we should learn from it. Number five, you are recognized as a faithful person when you do what you've promised. The best way to have an excellent reputation is to be known and spoken of really as a person who keeps their word, faithful to do what they've promised to do. I'm not saying that faithfulness to your word will always be easy. It will not be.
Nehemiah 9, verse 8 in the New Living Translation says, "When he had proved himself faithful, you made a covenant with him to give him and his descendants the land of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Jebusites, and Jenesuites. And you have done what you promised, for you are always true to your word."
Hallelujah.
And in 2 Chronicles 31:20-21 in the Classic Amplified Bible, it says, "Hezekiah did this throughout all Judah, and he did what was good, right, and faithful before the Lord his God, and every work that he began in the service of the house of God, in keeping with the law and the commandments to seek his God, inquiring of and yearning for him, he did with all his heart, and he prospered."
Number six, being faithful in what you've got, where you are, should be a witness to others. This point is really a follow-up to the previous point, number five. If you're recognized as a faithful person, that'll be a huge witness to every person who knows that you're a child of God. You know, we should all be known for our faithfulness to God and his word.
Ephesians 6 in 6:21 in the New Living Translation says, "Final greetings. To bring you up to date, Tychicus will give you a full report about what I am doing and how I am getting along. He is a beloved brother and a faithful helper in the Lord's work."
Number seven, if you remain faithful even in the midst of adversity, you will receive a reward. It's comforting, honey, to know that our faithfulness is a major reason why God is willing to protect us against every attack of the enemy.
Think of that. Acts 18, verse 8, in the Message Bible. "In the course of listening to Paul, a great many Corinthians believed and were baptized. One night, the master spoke to Paul in a dream, 'Keep it up and don't let anyone intimidate or silence you.'" That's a good lesson right there.
It is.
"No matter what happens, I'm with you, and no one is going to be able to hurt you. You have no idea how many people I have on my side in the city." That was all he needed to stick it out. He stayed another year and a half, faithfully teaching the word of God to the Corinthians.
Nothing and no one can separate us from the love of God because of his faithfulness to us and our faithfulness to him.
In Revelation 2, verse 10, in the New Living Translation, it says, "Don't be afraid of what you are about to suffer. The devil will throw some of you into prison to test you. You will suffer for 10 days. But if you remain faithful, even when facing death, I will give you the crown of life."
When we remain faithful, we move into a deeper level of relationship.
1 John 2, verse 24 in the New Living Translation says, "So you must remain faithful to what you have been taught from the beginning. If you do, you will remain in fellowship with the Son and with the Father."
When we're faithful to God, we always get what's coming to us. And when he's the one bringing it on, then you can know we're going to be blessed.
In 2 John 1, verse 8 in the Message Bible, That's 2 John 1, verse 8, it says, and be very careful around them so you don't lose out on what you've worked so diligently in together. I want you to get every reward you have coming to you. Anyone who gets so progressive in his thinking that he walks out of the teaching on the teaching of Christ walks out on God. But whoever stays with the teaching stays faithful to both the Father and the Son.
Daniel Webster was an American orator and politician who once said, the most important thought that ever occupied my mind is that of my individual responsibility to God.
Wow.
That's a strong quote. One more quote and a closing thought. Pastor Rick Warren, the author of The Purpose-Driven Life, said, faithful servants never retire. You can retire from your career, but you'll never retire from serving God.
That's right.
Yesterday morning, we had breakfast with a dear friend of ours named Doug at a Cracker Barrel. My fine wife, Bev, asked our server if we could pray for her. She said yes. We asked her how we could pray for her. And she told us that one of her sons, Justin, had double pneumonia. And Cassie, one of her daughters, had just miscarried a child. I say one of, because she has 6 children. We held hands and prayed right there in front of everybody in Cracker Barrel, in front of God. Then we encouraged her with the word, and we also gave her a message for her daughter, Cassie. I'm sure many of you do the same thing every day, praying for folks. That's what we call being fit for kingdom service. That's what we call being faithful. That's what we call never retiring from what God tells us to do, being faithful. Amen?
Amen, darling.
Hallelujah. If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com up at the top where it says sow a seed. Just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.